Pathways to Wholeness podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and I thank you for joining us for this next episode of Meditative Teaching. Please note that these meditations were recorded in a tropical environment with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds in the background. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Okay, let's just settle in, relax, maybe take a few breaths, and just listen to the music before the teaching starts.
Process becoming present, entering the realm of pure experience, is a difficult process for most of us. We should not expect that we should just be able to do it. We should not find fault if it is difficult. The process of changing our state always encounters resistance. But we can, with focus and willingness, eventually get there. It is a skill we must practice over and over. We must dedicate ourselves to, just as we dedicate ourselves to becoming conscious, to paying attention, to how we are paying attention to our habits and ideas and beliefs that no longer serve us. We must become conscious of the voice that we are listening to. We may not be aware that we are listening always to a voice in most cases, the dissociated voice, the ego and the identity. but sometimes there is a more pure voice breaking through the noise. We're listening to the voice of the ego and the identity. We're hearing judgment, condemnation and fault-finding, obsession with problems. And the guidance is always to do more. We're not doing enough. We must turn away from that voice. We must allow a voice that is connected with reality. Come through. We have to become quiet. We have to become still. We have to become present. But if we can remind ourselves that pure voice exists within us, that it is just a matter of us focusing on becoming available to hear that voice. Will help us change our state. We know the reality of the moment is different than we are experiencing it. When we are dissociated and in control, we can say to ourselves, there is a deeper state of connection available to me in this moment. I am not captured by the ego. I am not a victim of the resistance. I am free to choose in this moment what I will pay attention to, what I will invest my faith and trust in. Things begin to change. Experience of ourselves begins to change. We're not here to solve the problem of resistance and the ego's issues, problems, or to perfect the identity. Our purpose in this moment is to become present to reality, to the real truth. there is spirit within that is available to help and guide us back. If we will allow it, our soul longs for reconnection, for the conscious reconnection with the truth. So that we no longer need live in the pain and struggle and suffering of the dissociated egoic mind. We may have come to believe that there is no such home for us as what the soul longs for. But be assured, the infinite peace, the joy and love of the divine is available to you right here and now. May seem a long way away, may seem too hard. Be assured, it is there, it is here, it is real. It is just a matter of time before we have mastered the art of letting go and becoming present. So we will experience that reconnection with the truth fully. Counteract the harsh disciplinarian voice of the ego. We need to replace it with a forgiving, compassionate, accepting and allowing voice. We need to be proactive in replacing and denying that it is in any way connected with truth. We need to remind ourselves, affirm, despite all that we have been believing, all that we think we know about ourselves, the light and love, power, the infinite creative consciousness is within us right now. We must be steadfast in our insistence on that truth. Ego claims that we are heading towards darkness and destruction if we let go of control. And when we make up our minds to enter that unknown territory, may well seem like that, but in fact, it is not unknown. In fact, it is very well known, and it is not darkness, it is light, and it is not destruction. It is life, beauty, love. It is something that is known to every aspect of our being except the ego. It is known to us, and it is known deepest, most fundamental level of our being, that we are one with an infinite creative power. And that power lives within us, that intelligence, that love. Here, right now, so we can see that we are afraid of nothing. There is nothing to be afraid of. There is no reason to resist. There is no threat or danger. Nothing will be lost other than suffering and struggle. So much to gain. Peace. Imagine absolute peace, being completely at peace the way things are, completely at peace with yourself. Completely at peace in every way, knowing with absolute certainty you are one with the divine. You are a perfect expression, that infinite source. So our task is to utilize everything we can to become present. Place the voice, condemnation and judgment. To turn away from the noise and distractions of the ego, enter the realm of experience of the moment just as it is. Cultivate compassion, kindness, gentleness, forgiving. To affirm what is actually true in this moment is the reality. Is the absolute and universal truth right now. This is the process of becoming present, returning to the truth. The reality within us. We are free to choose it now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you'd like more information on these meditations and teachings, visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Surrender. These are guided meditations designed to support you in letting go of whatever tensions or false ideas you might be holding about how things really are, and reaching a state of peace and surrender. That's Pathways to Surrender. Look for the next episode soon. We're uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.